Well, this morning we're going to start a new book. We're going to be studying Corinthians, the book of 1 Corinthians. Could you open there, please? And one neat thing about just going through the book of Acts is we've just gotten the context for these letters. If you remember back in Acts chapter 18, Paul came to Corinth. Now, I'm not going to give you so much history like we did in the book of Acts, but I do want to tell you a bit about Corinth, because it kind of helps us as we study this. And Corinth was the most important city at this time for wealth, for commerce and culture there in the Greece. Now, if you have your map, in the back of your book, it's interesting to glance at. You'll notice it's right there between an isthmus, between the two, there are two seas, the Aegean Sea and the Adriatic Sea.
地図が、あの、聖書の裏に載ってる方は地図を見ていただくと分かるんですけれども、このコリントというところは、あの、ちょっとこう地球を担っていまして、あの、エーゲ海とアドリア海の間に挟まれている。
It was this narrow area of land. If you look down below Corinth, it looks almost like an island, except for this short, what, about 5 kilometers. And that was significant. Because what they would do, rather than sailing around, because the waters were very rough, they would unload them there in Corinth, and then they had a paved road going through there, and they'd roll logs, and they would pull the ships over to the other side, so they wouldn't have to go all the way around.
あの、船が非常に重要な地形になっていて、コリントでは、この船が着くと、丸太の上に船を乗せて、そして道のところをこう転がして、木を転がして、船をこっち側から向こう側の、あの、船で道路を回って、移動させます。それをすることによって、このぐるっと半島を、あの、
And what this meant was it was a wealthy city. All the trade and everything from that part of the world all went through Corinth. And it was just full of sailors and people from all over and people trading and it was known, it had a reputation of being a very wealthy city. But along with this, it was also had a reputation of being a very immoral city. And when I say a reputation, I don't mean among Christians or Jews or it among the Gentiles, among the pagans. They thought they knew that Corinth was a very immoral city. They had this term they used, Corinthia Zomai, which was well. It was a term which meant. Let's see. It was well known. It meant to live like a Corinthian, which everyone knew what that meant. It meant to be very immoral, very especially sexually immoral.
コリンティアンとまあ言い方があの、あったんですけれども、これはどういうことかというと、コリンタ人のように生きるという意味ですね。それはあの、コリンタ人のように生きるというのは、どういうことかというのは、もう、一般に誰もが知っているわけですけれども、それはつまりは、不道徳な生き方、特に性的に不道徳な生き方をするということで、そういう単語が使われます。
Stronger than that. It meant to be sexually out of control. They had a special term. They used the word Corinth
to refer to a person like that. And
when they had a play or something, if their person in the play played the part of a Corinthian, he would always be a drunkard or a really immoral person.
役があると、その人は必ずなんかこう酔っ払っていたりとか、かなりその町にはたくさんの偶像がありました。And this was the center. They had a big temple to Aphrodite, also called Venus, by the Romans, was worshipped there.
And this was, they had a brothel with 1,000 temple prostitutes connected to this. It was part of the worship of this goddess. Can you imagine if you were the first person to go into a place like this with the gospel? I mean, where would you begin? But this is what the Apostle Paul came into Corinth. We read about that in Acts 8. We read about that in Acts 18. And people responded to the gospel. Many got saved. Remember, that's where he met Priscilla and Aquila while he was working as a tent maker. They were also tent makers. So Paul had established this church there, but about 3 years after he had left Corinth, Paul was over in Ephesus. Do you remember that? And while he was there, he received a letter from Corinth. Some people told him there's problems in the church there at Corinth. We gotta remind ourselves, this was in a time when information moved slowly. You couldn't just, you know, hop on a plane, or you couldn't make a phone call. You know, Paul was way over there, he gets this letter, and you know, it disturbs him. And what had happened, the immoral society, the society then in Corinth was influencing the church, and as a result they were having a lot of problems. And that's why he wrote the letter that we're going to be studying right now. He's in Ephesus. He's writing back.
But he's in Ephesus.
But you know, this situation, which seems like a, on the surface, really a bad situation, it really has become a blessing. Because Paul has to address all of these various problems. And as a result, this letter to the Corinthians, or these letters, we're going to study two of them, give us very practical guidance on a lot of issues that confront us. All right, let's get into it. Let's read verses 1 through 3. So Paul addresses them. He says, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. The word saint means set apart as holy. Or the word sanctify, I'm sorry. Set apart as holy. Saint is a person. You know, you, as a believer in Christ, you are a saint. Set apart. You're set apart from the world. You're set apart for God. That was a work done by the Holy Spirit. No one, it's not, you're not chosen to be a saint by any person. It's a work of God. But what's interesting is we're going to see in this letter, Paul's going to deal with severe problems. I mean, severe sexual problems, problems with believers suing one another and all kinds of problems. And yet, this church, with all of their problems, the first thing Paul does is establish that they are set apart as holy. He's saying, you're not the same. You're set apart. You're not the same as the world around you. And he uses this title, apostle, probably to establish authority, because he's going to be using this authority here. Now, in those days, the Gentiles had a common greeting. When they would greet somebody, they would say, grace, grace to you. Grace to you is sort of a common greeting. Now, the Jews, their common greeting was peace, you know, shalom.
をユダヤ人たちは平安がありますようにという挨拶、シャロームという言葉の挨拶を交わしています
。
イスラエルでも今でもシャローム。
But here Paul puts them both together, grace and peace. Okay, let's get into it further here. 4 through 9.
キリストについての私があなた方の中で確かになったか、その結果あなた方はどんな賜物を得るところがあったか、熱心に私たちの主イエス・キリストの現れを、主もあなた方を私たちの主イエス・キリストの日に決められるところのないように、最後まで神は真実であり、この方のお召しによって
I love the confidence Paul has that the Lord, that God is going to sustain them to the end and present them guiltless in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because even though these people are in a lot of ways, you can see they're a mess. It's far from a perfect church. But he has this, Paul has this confidence that they're going to make it. He doesn't begin. You know, I would think maybe if I wrote the letter, the first thing I'd do is say, wait a minute, you know, I'm coming down. You know, I heard about you guys. And we're going to get this straight now.
もし私がこの手紙を書いていたとしたら、もう最初からこういうことを聞いたんだけど、とにかく本題に入ろうと言って、もういきなり攻めていた。
And but Paul, he begins here. If you look at the first 10 verses, Jesus is mentioned in every verse.
でもパウロは違いました。パウロのこの最初の手紙、実は最初の10節のところは特設にイエス・キリストのこと。
You know, that's the truth is that every problem we have comes from the fact that our eyes are not on Jesus. You know, and he talks about the Lord Jesus Christ. He reminds me, he is the Lord. And that's the truth. Every problem that we experience is a problem in not seeing Jesus as being Lord and getting our eyes off of Jesus, focusing our eyes on ourselves, how we feel, what we think about it.
Because
when we focus on Jesus, and I mean the truth of Jesus, just who he is, what he means to us, things in life come into proper perspective.
私たちがもしこのイエス・キリストがどういう方であるか、この方が自分にとってどういう意味を持っているかということに
So, you know, it's always my prayer. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help me. You know, it's like I got to constantly focus. And because it's so easy to get distracted. It's so easy to get distracted. You know, that's how the world is. It's the same world you live in, I'm sure. It's the world demands your attention. You know, look at this, look at that. And it's anything but putting your, you know, helping you focus on Jesus. Or oftentimes we think of Jesus, but it's often if we're it's not in perspective. It's like the main focus is our problems and the life, the challenges, and Jesus becomes like a help. Jesus, you know, it's like help me with this, help me, and then things are wrong. Something's wrong in our hearts. It's almost like we're telling Jesus, Jesus, get your eyes where I'm looking. We're telling him where to look. And in our hearts we'd be like, Jesus, aren't you paying attention? Don't you see? Well, you know, the truth is that the Lord is wanting us. The problem is, you take your focus and you put it over here. You put it on me. And let Jesus direct our attention to what's
important.
Now, verse 7, he says here, you are not lacking in any gift there. That word, word for gift there. He's talking about spiritual gift. It's a word, a special word, charisma. And the church here, as we're going to see, they were very zealous. They had these spiritual gifts. And they were active with them. They were very zealous. In fact, they were kind of out of They needed to get some order. They needed to get some, you know, some instruction on it. They needed some instruction. And again, this is useful for us because of this situation, Paul wrote on this subject, and this is the best, the most detailed teaching on spiritual gifts that we get in the Bible. Okay, now he's going to get into it. Let's read verses 10 through 17, and he kind of addresses the first problem here.
Verses 10 through 17. イエス・キリストの皆によって会いたかったことにします。心と皆が一致して目の回りすることが、同じ心、同じ判断を完全に。実はあなた方のことを声の家のものから。兄弟たち、あなた方の間には争いがあるそう。あなた方は命名に、私はパウロに使う、私はアポロに、私はキパに、私はキリストに使う、と言っているという。キリストが分割されたのですか。あなた方のために十字架につけられたのはパウロでしょうか。あなた方がバプテスマを受けたのはパウロになる。私はエスプとガイドのあなた方の誰にもバプテスマを受けたことはないこと。それはあなた方が私のためにバプテスマを受けたこと。私はステパネの家族にその他はキリストが私をお使わしになったのは、バプテスマを授けさせるためではなく、福音を述べ伝えさせるため。それも、キリストの十字架が虚しくならないので、言葉の知恵によってはならない。
So here the first thing that he deals with is, Paul wants to deal with this problem of division in the church.
最初にパウロがここで指摘した問題は、教会の中の分裂でした。
And they were becoming divided.Based upon, it's like their favorite teachers. Different parts of the church were following their favorite teacher. You know, one person said, well, I like Apollos. He's my man. I'm a Paul. And another, you know, I'm a Cephas, Peter. So he's got a letter from this person, Chloe. They don't know a lot. She was probably, some people say, a rich businesswoman that traveled around in Paul. But these people were good people. You know, Paul, Apollos, and Cephas, which is the Aramaic name of Peter. They were all good people. But the problem was that they were becoming divided. They were using... The fact that they were following this person or that person, the idea, the implication was, I'm better than you are, or I'm more spiritual than you are. And this is often how the devil works. He still does this to try to divide the church. You know, the devil doesn't change his strategy very much. Pretty simple. I mean, he uses the same thing, but it works over and over.And because if you can get the church divided, we lose so much of our power, so much of our witness to the world.
サタンの攻略というの、戦略というのは、あの昔からあまり変わっていません。割と単純な戦略で変わっていますけれども、でもそれが実は今でも有効に働いているということです。で、教会の中に分裂をもたらすというによって、
You remember Jesus said, by this, he told his disciples just before he died on the cross, before he left the earth, by this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
それによってあなた方が私の弟子であることを
don't think there's anything wrong with denominations, having different denominations. I think actually that's God's plan. You mean there's some people, because we all have different personalities. You know, some people are real expressive. They want to, you know, shake the tambourine or what, you know, they want to just express themselves. I mean, that's kind of how they are. And another, there are other people, there are some people that to be solemn, to be quiet, and to sort of have a liturgical sort of a, that to them shows great respect. It's a way in which they worship. It's kind of how they're made. They feel closer to God in that atmosphere. But you know, God provides, I believe in denominations, there's a choice, so there's different ways of expressing our faith. But we should never forget that there's one church. There are many churches, many denominations, but one church, one body of Christ. And we should never use our differences to try to distance or try to reject another brother or sister in Christ. But as we see, Paul says, the solution is to lift Jesus up. I mean, there's one Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's what it's all about. Now it's interesting, I think verse 17 is kind of interesting. Paul, he didn't seem to baptize, do many baptisms in his ministry. What he probably did is he left that, his disciples were probably doing that. But he says there in verse 17, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. But he's not, but baptism is important. It was important to Paul. I mean, it's something every Christian should be baptized. In obedience to the Lord Jesus. I mean, it's a good thing. It's a joyful thing. It's something, you know, it's a blessing. But it's nothing that saves you. Your faith in Christ is what saves you. And I think we see that if baptism was necessary for salvation, if baptism was what saved you, then Paul would never have written that. When I was in college, I was in a church that baptism was everything. That was what saved you. They believed baptism, the act of water baptism, was what saved you when I was in college. Now, I grew up in a liturgical church, but I kind of fell away. But it wasn't until I was in college that I wanted to come to the Lord, or I wanted to be a Christian. I go to the first church on the corner, and they're a church that's just like, they're really aggressive, you know, on campus, but baptism was the main thing. And I hear I come walking through the door. And before I knew it, I was, you know, we were there and I was in the baptismal and I was getting done. You know, it's a good thing, but. No, I'm happy. I'm glad I was baptized. But I wish that, you know, that there was sort of a pressure and an idea that this act, and I don't think that's scriptural. And that's why I took the time. Okay. So I hope I made myself. Baptism is important, but it's not your faith in Christ is what saves you. Okay, sorry for that. The version 18 through 25. So Paul's message was focused on the cross. And this is the gospel. And the message of the cross, he says, it's foolishness to those who are perishing. I mean, how could a savior that can't even save himself, you know, on the cross, how can he save me? And it seems too simple to the person that doesn't believe.
して、この十字架のメッセージというのは、その信じない人々にとっては、あまりにも単純すぎる。
You know, it is simple.
でも、実際本当に単純な、シンプルなもの。
And God has designed it to be that way.
それは神がそのように意図された。
It's not meant to be complicated. It's not meant to be something out of reach.
それは決してこう複雑なもので、何か手の届かないようなもの、そして、
And it's available. Salvation is available to anyone who would receive it. Paul wrote to the, in another letter to the Romans, chapter 10, 8 and 9. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Simple message, but it's powerful. The Greeks of this day, they loved wisdom. The city of Corinth was actually famous for their orators, these guys, these professional speakers that would come and people would go to the theater and listen to them and they, you know, they were really skilled at it. Here is Paul. He comes into this place, and you know, Paul actually he was himself a very smart person, and we see in his letters he could really debate well. But he comes in here and he's purposed to present a simple message.
そういった町にパウロがやってきて、実はパウロ自身は非常に優秀な人材でした。で、彼自身もしコリントの人たちと議論をしようと思えば十分戦えるようなそういった力はあったわけですけども、でも彼はもうただただ十字架のシンプルなメッセージを語ろうと。
But he says in verse 22, for the Jews demand signs, but the Greeks seek wisdom. Remember the Jews, when they were always telling Jesus, show us a sign, show us a sign. It's like, prove it, prove that you're who you say you are. But here the Greeks, they seek wisdom. What new thing you have to show us? Just come on, we want to hear something heavy. Give it to us. They want a seminar. They wanted to sign up for a seminar. You know, all these deep things. But here he is like, believe for Jesus.
でもそこで語られたのは信じなさい、そうすればあなたは救われますという。
And Paul calls the message of the cross, he says it's the power of God.
そしてパウロはこの十字架のメッセージを神の力と。
To those being saved, it is powerful. The cross is powerful.
救われた者にとってはこの十字架のメッセージは非常に力のあるもの。
But those who are not, it's foolish, it's stupid.
でもそうではない人たちにとってはこれは、
I used to think the message of the cross was foolishness before I was saved. I used to scoff at it. remember when my first, one of my first buddies in high school got saved. And he shared with me that he got saved. He said, my life, oh, it's now that I've found Jesus, my life is going to be okay. And I thought he was joking. I laughed. I thought he was telling me a joke. But he didn't laugh, and then I, ooh, he's serious. But I'm so thankful for the grace of God, His mercy on me, that He would allow me. He was patient enough with me. And now, I mean, the cross is beautiful. It's like every day, it seems more and more, there's more and more understanding the cross. And it's a powerful, a beautiful thing. I remember I used to think it was so stupid, you know, because I grew up in the gospel again and again. I didn't give it much credence, but then I started to explore other things, philosophies or things like this, things I didn't understand. But, you know, But you know, philosophies, whatever they are, whether it's pop, you know, most people hear pop philosophy, you know, whatever, seven this or that, you know, just something that's on the book that comes out or some speak. They have a shelf life. You ever notice they don't last very long. Somebody's in, then they're out. People, the things that are fads in this world, they come in and then they go out. But the cross never fades away. It's the power of God. It changes lives. It changes life. I mean, it changes our daily life. The cross is a place where we can come. We have something to do. We can do something about our sin, our failure. We can bring it to the cross and we can, you know, get rid of it. And then we receive the blessings of the Lord. Okay, almost done. 26-31. God chose his gospel to be delivered through ordinary people. Through people who are weak. And it was his, it's by design. This is what God chose to do. He does this for a reason, because God wants, he wants to be the glory. He wants to get the glory from your salvation, not a person. The power of the gospel is in the message, it's not in the messenger. And the reason is that our faith would not rest on people. Because if it rests on people, it can easily be shaken. All it would take is that person to disappoint you, and it's like, I'm not going to go to church. I'm not going to have anything to do with that. You know, because if you rest, it's not meant to be. Our faith is to be on God and God alone. God and God alone. So God has given us a simple message, this message of the cross. And God has promised, even though this is a simple message, God promises to honor it. It says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. God's promises are true. He has never gone back on one of his promises ever. And that's why even something so simple, whether we can understand it, the fact is that God made that promise. And that's what makes it. That's everything. And that's why it's solid. The promises of God, we can build our life on. They're solid. It's like rock that will never move. And one last thing. The fact that God hasn't chosen, you know, it's not many. He's chosen. Sometimes there are some of God's servants that are pretty mighty. I mean, even in their worldly, you know, they're very intelligent, very. And God has chosen some, but they're few. I mean, there's C.S. Lewis and others, and the Apostle Paul. I thank God for them. But for the most part, Not many of you. For the most of it, we're just ordinary people. And God has designed it that way. And that should give you confidence that God can use you to share His message. Your weaknesses are not a problem with God. He's chosen actually to work through our weaknesses, and Paul's going to say more about that in his letters. But, you know, at this first chapter, it's a good time just to remind ourselves what a blessing we have in the message of the cross. What a blessing is that it's simple. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the gospel. We thank you, Lord, that you have allowed it to come to us, this message, this simple message of the cross. That if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and we believe in our heart, raised Him from the dead, we are going to be saved. That's your promise, and we stand on that promise. And help us, Lord, to focus our eyes upon Jesus and not be distracted, not fall prey to all of these things that make us ineffective in our faith. You are to us our Lord. You are the Lord Jesus Christ. The most precious thing that we have. Love you, Lord, and we want to follow you. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.